It's now time for your WKLM West Home Student Spotlight, and this week the spotlight falls on Drake Tisch. Drake is an 18-year-old senior who is the son of Delta Tisch, and he attended Millersburg Elementary. Drake has several extracurricular activities that he is involved in.
Well, this year I just started chess club. They just added that, and I just figured, you know, I'm a little bit starting to get into it a lot, and I've improved significantly over the past year. I've been trying to do it, and it's just been a fun little thing we do during activity period, and I've won a few games, I've lost a lot of games. I also practice karate a lot. I've only been going there for a few months, but I've learned so much in that time. It's insane. I really recommend it, like, if anyone wants to at least try some kind of self-defense or just for sport, I really recommend it. It's so much fun. I'm going to Rising Star Martial Arts in Loudonville. It's a really good place. Really good teachers, really good students. We have a lot of fun there. I also volunteer at the Teen Center in Millersburg. Nice little place. It's a Christian organization. And we just have games there. We have food that's been donated to us. Play board games, play pool, video games, carpet ball, hockey, air hockey. It's fun. I really like it there.
And in his spare time, he likes to play video games, read, watch YouTube, work out, and do some journaling. The other community activities that Drake is involved in is basically what he stated in the extracurricular activities, but he also plays chess at a retirement home with the seniors. For his favorite class or subject, Drake says English ever since eighth grade because he's had amazing English teachers that were laid back and relatable, and he also found the material to be more important. And these are the two that he lists for an inspiration or a role model.
The first role model I would have would probably be Jesus Christ because, you know, as a Christian should, it's my duty to strive for holiness through repentance and challenges. But I know that Christ has already done all that work. He's forgiven me, but I do mistakes every day, so I have to live in constant repentance, and I still do my best to please God and follow Him throughout my daily life. And my second role model for me would definitely be my mom, because she pushes through every day to help support me and my twin sister, and she's just been, like, she doesn't really care about anything. She just, like, let things go. You know, it is what it is attitude, and I've always kind of looked up to that. But at the same time, it's like I kind of want to change stuff if I don't like it. But I'm really proud of my mom because she's just been a role model to me and my sister, trying to put the most of her into our lives and trying to support us in any way she can and give us the lives that make us happy despite not having a father figure around. So that's good.
Drake says that if he is to go to college, it will be for one of these two, either a pastor or a forensic detective. And when you ask Drake about his memorable scholastic experiences that stand out to him, he says that most were actually pretty negative, but he does have some positives.
Probably within the last year and now, because junior year was a great year, had a lot of classes I liked, had a lot of teachers I really enjoyed, didn't really get bullied too much, and it was just an overall positive experience. And senior year now, it seems like, you know, it's very exciting to get out of school, especially being the second semester. I just want graduation to be tomorrow, please. But I've also had really good classes now, especially this semester, which I'm going to have phys ed, and I'm also going to have psychology, and I feel like it's just going to be easy going from here on out. I'm just trying to wait patiently and, you know, just wait for graduation to roll around and eventually start adulting.
Yay!
It's going to be fun.
When you ask Drake how his education or other experiences are preparing him to meet his life goals, he says that mostly his experiences are preparing him. He has very basic goals to get a house, a wife, possibly kids, depending on who he marries, and to live comfortably. And the words of advice that Drake has for younger students, he has broke down into 3 points.
One would be think before you speak or act. I feel like my generation can learn a lot from this, considering what I deal with in every period. It's helped me a lot. Number two would be to work hard. I don't think I would say that you can't really earn anything without working hard. Can't really get anything without it. good work ethic is really important, because I feel like most of my generation doesn't really want to work, especially with the stories my mom says from work. And the last point would be to use your time wisely, because I feel like my generation does a lot of doom scrolling and whatnot, and spending time on their devices and whatnot. It gets kind of annoying. I also fall victim to this.
And the skill or personal characteristics that he considers key to facing challenges, he also broke down into 3 points: discipline, confidence, and maturity. Drake Tisch, this week's focus on our WKLM West Holmes Student Spotlight.